In the areas hardest hit by Hurricane Katrina, it's still far too soon to begin recovering the countless bodies that are surely buried beneath the murky waters.
And the water just come up, I mean, just out of nowhere.
Buddy, he was trying to head for higher ground, and
there is no higher ground.
Leaves on the trees are turning inside out.
Nothing. It's just like no house was never there.
I ain't got nowhere to stay.
From the great white north, there's a big black cloud.
I ain't got no food. I hope they put me somewhere to stay, though.
Run for shelter if you can. There's a storm in the highlands.
So much of the houses and businesses are just turned into rubbish.
We made it through the flood of 93.
Total disaster, nothing left, lost everything.
But this is gonna be the death of me.
My house literally crumbled.
While you were in it.
While we were in it.
I can't hide the tears of a desperate man.
That's all I had.
There's a storm in the highlands.
What I saw today is equivalent to what I saw flying over the tsunami in Indonesia.
The water was coming over both sides of the street and drug the car into there. Alligators started surrounding the car. There was a 90-year-old elderly man there in shock. I had to drag him out.
Like the sound of thunder everywhere ring out again.
This is a trying time for the people of these communities. Right now, our priority is on saving lives. And we are still in the midst of search and rescue operations.
Who was at your house with you?
My wife.
And where is she now?
Can't find her body. She gone.
You can't find your wife?
Oh, she told me, but she told me I tried. I hold her hand tight like I could. And she told me, you can't hold me. She said, take care of the kids and the grandkids.
Where are you guys going?
We ain't got nowhere to go, nowhere I'm going.
The love she gave was like a breath of spring.
We need people all across this country to join us in this Red Cross relief operation. We need financial contributions so that we can fund this enormous disaster response.
Couldn't see the danger close at hand. There's a storm in the highlands.
We can use help in every single Red Cross chapter.
In total, it's been upwards of 500 people who have been evacuated from the area. Essentially, all of them are exhausted. Many of them hadn't had any water for a while. They grabbed whatever they could. And Rosemary, we're talking about families, men, women, and children, many infants. Some people were able to bring their pets with them, but they weren't carrying much. In fact, some of them didn't even have any shoes on. And this is just one of the areas, just one of the areas that is suffering from some severe flooding.
The Ida storm was the last time I talked to my husband, and my kids told him that they loved him and they wanted him to come up with us. And he told him as soon as the storm was over to get out, he was going to come to us, but I haven't seen him since. I've been looking all over the place.
Send a lot of help. That's it. Food and whatever you got.